you would end undergraduate tuition fees and reintroduce a student grant. My goodness, scrapping tuition fees. I see you've got a sheet there. You've learned from from previous times. My warped sense of humour means I'm nearly not going to ask you about any costings.
Because I have just, the answer. You don't really want the answer, Stephen. You just want to catch people. Right?
I'm joking. Just to explain, Stephen's got a file here and there's a page in front of him with what must be about, I don't know, 40, 50 different costings for things. Fair play to you.
Thank you.
Ending undergraduate tuition fees. How much would that cost?
End undergraduate tuition fees would cost. It's fine. I know this figure. It's just over £10 billion for the whole of the UK.
£10 billion. And what about Northern Ireland?
Northern Ireland. That's where we'll have to look at my figures. It works out at approximately, in a find a right figure, £225 million.
So £225 million
mm-hmm.
is what you need to find
yeah.
to end tuition fees. Mm-hmm. How are you doing that?
Well, one of our proposals for raising revenue is a wealth tax. We would charge a 2% tax on the richest 1% in our society. That would raise...
How do you define richest in Northern Ireland?
Well, it's the richest 1%, so it's...
Based on income and savings?
It's on assets. It's a wealth tax, so on what you own. So it roughly kicks in at those who have assets of over 1.5 million.
So some wealthy pensioners sitting on, they've got a lot of assets, but they're not cash rich... They're going to have to find cash all of a sudden, aren't they?
Well, we're talking about £1.5 million worth of property or other assets. And that does not include where there's, for example, still a mortgage on a property or anything like that. So we're talking about somebody who has that value of assets. I think for a lot of us, that's something we can only ever dream of. And what we're saying is a 2% tax on those assets.
But if they're not cash rich, they're going to have to sell their assets, aren't they?
Well, one of the things, as well as raising revenue, one of the intentions of this proposal is about redistributing wealth. We have that 1% own 25% of the wealth in the whole of the UK. So 1% own a quarter of the wealth. What we're saying is that's unfair, that's unequal. The evidence shows unequal societies actually perform more poorly, for example, in terms of educational underachievement, in terms of crime, in terms of health outcomes. So what we're saying is we're by redistributing wealth, we make a more equal society and actually it benefits us
all. So you would end tuition fees to the cost of Northern Ireland of £225 million. But on top of that, you would reintroduce a student grant.
Yeah.
What would the student grant be?
So the point is, as well, with the wealth tax that we also receive money through borrowing a consequential. So anything, any extra spending proposals are matched by our revenue raising proposals.
How much would the student grant be?
The student grant would the overall cost to reintroduce the student grant would cost just short of £10 billion.
Which is another 200 odd million for Northern Ireland, presumably.
Yeah.
So that's another 200 million. Mm-hmm. So now we're up to 500 million. Half a billion.
And the cost of that is well within the money raised with the wealth tax.
So how much of a student grant is each student getting in Northern Ireland?
Now you've got me in a figure I don't have to memory. I think the idea is to cover what would the current student loan would be. So I think it's around, I think student loan's around 4,000 a year.
So don't like £4,000 to students, scrap their tuition fees, give them another £4,000. My goodness. Have you got a magic money tree in the back garden?
No, we don't have a magic money tree, but we've been upfront about which where we'd raise revenue. I've mentioned the wealth tax.
Is that the best use of money, though? When you look at where the health service are, waiting lists, schools, you're giving students another £4,000. Here you go, put that in your hand. And you're scrapping their tuition fees.
But we've also committed to spending £10 billion a year extra, or sorry, £10 billion extra on the health service with 2 billion a year thereafter, 10 billion the first year.
Well, we'll get round to that in a second, won't we?
So it's not a case of prioritising one or the other. What we're saying
is
by asking those who can afford to pay more to pay more, we can afford to invest in vital public services such as health, such as education, of which university education is a part. The other thing it's worth remembering with university education, it is worth investing in students because it is the skills of students that are needed to drive our economy. And what getting access to university education will do is ensure that those young people will contribute to our society through the tech system. We don't mind saying, on the one hand, if you do well at university, if you go on and get a good job, that you will pay more, but through taxation, not through debt to the student loan company.